Last week, I tried to preach on staying on course. Amen. And I said I wanted to talk about one that got off course, that got back on. And I believe finished well. And I was going to try to do that today, and I didn't know where to read from. And I moved that book marker no telling how many times. And I still feel like I need to read just a little bit. I don't plan on preaching. I know it's late. I know y'all got wanting to go eat and stuff for your families on Mother's Day and stuff. But I do want to read because I want you to understand something today, maybe I want to understand something today for me, for nobody else, that just because maybe you get off course don't mean you can't finish well. Amen. And there was a man named David. If you'll look it up, there's two names that's mentioned most in the Bible, Jesus and David. And it's according to which person you look or version of the Bibles, which one's mentioned the most. But David was a man, the Bible said, after God's own heart. David got off course. And I mean what I consider a way off course. He committed adultery. He committed murder.
That's right.
He was the reason, the death of Uriah.
Amen.
He committed adultery with Uriah's wife, Bathsheba. Uriah had done nothing wrong, and he ended up dying for what David had done wrong. It's kind of a little picture there of Christ.
Amen.
But over here in the Psalms 51, we find where David repented. And if you'll read right there, I guess that's the title of the psalm. It says, "Unto the chief musician, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came unto him after he'd gone to Bathsheba." After he'd done these things, you find in the Bible where there was a time of war and there was a time the kings went up in battle and David just stayed back. And it said Joab and all the servants of the Lord went out into battle. And David, it said in the evening time he got up. In the evening time, it means he laid around bed all day. He got up in the evening time and he went up on the roof, and he looked across the way and he saw Bathsheba over across the way taking a bath on the other side, and he thought, saw she was beautiful, and he called his servants to go get her and bring her, and they said, "Well, this is the wife of Uriah." And apparently he didn't care, and he sent for her anyway. And he laid with her, and she come with child. She sent word to him she'd come with child, and David had, after he found out she was a child, he sent a letter to Joab and told him to send Uriah back. And he told Uriah, go down to your house and you know, take a night off. He wanted him to go down there where he could put it off on him, how she come up with child. But Uriah laid there at his door that night. He wouldn't go down. And David asked him, why are you doing here? Why didn't you go? And he said, you know, the children... Israel, Joab, and all the men are out fighting, and I should go lay with my wife tonight, and he wouldn't do it. So the next night, he got him drunk, and he still wouldn't go.
Amen.
And then he sent a letter by Uriah to Joab.
Amen.
He took his own death sentence with him and delivered it to Joab, and the letter said, "You put him at the furious, most worst battle on the front of the line."
Amen.
And right there is where he died. And then God sent Nathan to David to let him know. He said that there was two men. One had plenty and one had little. And one just had a little ewe lamb. And the other man come and got it and took his ewe lamb. And he told Nathan told David all about that in a parable. And David said, "That man deserved to die." And Nathan said, "You're the man, David." So David, after that, he come to a place. He found repentance. And over in the 25th chapter of Matthew, I've mentioned this in a whole lot. It says, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." And I want you to realize There's a whole lot to do with being a good and faithful servant. It ain't all the things that you do good. It's repenting for the things that you've done wrong. Amen. David was not, he said the sword would never leave his house, and the baby that Bathsheba come pregnant with died because of what David had done. And David was not able to build the house of God, but Solomon, his son, had to build it. But I want you to realize that's what I was going to read about, how Solomon in his older years, with all his wisdom, messed up. And I don't find where he repented. I want you to realize the Bible said his heart wasn't the same as his father's David. I want you to realize I believe Solomon, with all the wisdom and all what he done well, he messed up in the end and never did get things right. I want you to realize I ain't talking about losing his salvation, but I'm talking about finishing well. But David, it finds here, he said, after all that, he said, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and I want you to know that's key. Matt stood up here. They gone on vacation this week, but he stood up here and apologized to the church last week. And I said it takes a man to do that, and I was thinking about David when I said that. I want you to know it takes a real man or a real woman to stand up and ask for apologies. I want you to realize that's where it's about. He says, I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest justify when thou speakest clear and when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest the truth in inward parts and in the hidden part, that thou shalt make me know wisdom. Purge me with the hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may be rejoiced. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out my iniquities. And create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew the right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not away thy spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors the ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Now David, we find there where he repented of what he had done wrong, and he said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. I want you to realize how I know what that's about. David never lost his salvation. The Lord never did depart from him, but David departed from the Lord and got out in the things he shouldn't have done. But I want you to realize that we can come to a place when we get off course, brothers and sisters, when we do get off course, I know that spirit, and I can read it in the Word of God, amen, that we can repent and get things straightened up, and we still can't finish well. And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful when we get our hearts right with God, when we look to the Lord to help us with things. Someday after a while, we can still hear those words, well done, thy good and faithful servant. I want you to realize them some big words. I never knew how big it was. I just thought about it last night. He said, good. What did Jesus just tell the rich young ruler? He said, why callest thou me good? There's none good except God. And he in his own words will say, good and faithful servant. I want you to know that is something special about that. For them words to come out of the mouth of Jesus Christ. Call somebody like David good after what he'd done. Call somebody like the Apostle Paul good after what he'd done to Stephen. Call somebody good like Jeff Lyons after the things I've done. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we may get off course, but we can get back on. And I do believe we can finish well. Amen. I'm going to just read this, and I'm going to hush, because obviously he didn't want me to say a whole lot about this, because he took care of it. But I do want to say this. In the 15th chapter of 1 Kings, this has always amazed me in this fifth verse, what it says. First, I got two. I just got to go over here and read. Over here in Acts 13. And it said in the 21st verse, Paul was doing the preaching at Antioch. And afterward, they desired a king, and God gave unto them Saul, the son of Cis, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up to them David to be their king, and whom also gave a testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will. Listen to me. I believe David failed. I know he failed in the case of Uriah. And I believe he failed in other cases also, but he was a godly king. I want you to know he was the king that all the rest of them was measured up to. A lot of times we'll, around at the house, we'll catch some fish and we'll have a fish fry and we'll always compare it to Harper's. And I think, why don't we just go to Harper's and get the fish rather than fishing it ourselves and comparing it to it? But listen, I want you to know David was a pedestal the one that set up for the kings that they was compared to, because what he had done, listen to me, he done what was right in the sight of God. He may have failed. He may have got off course just like me and you have, but he repented and he asked God to forgive him. He recognized his transgressions. If me and you will do the same thing, we can be a man after God's own heart. And he said over in that 1 Kings in the 15th chapter, and it said the fifth verse, because David did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. And turned not aside from anything that he commanded him all the days of his life, save only the matter of Uriah the Hittite. Amen. Now, do I think David didn't mess up? Yeah, he messed up other things with that. But I want you to know God had a course for him. And that's what it's talking about. Except for that part there, David followed God. Now, he messed up some other ways, no doubt. But he followed after God. And he stayed on that course that he gave him to do. Just like Paul did. And we looked at that map and how it shows him in this right here. After he got saved, going around in circles. He was on a course. Like that right there. And finally, it ended wrong. I may never hear those words. Well done, good and faithful servant. I look at the things I've done in my past. Now I live my life after I got saved. And I used to think there was no hope. Ever hear an old word, Randy? I didn't think it was. You know me. You know what I was? When I was called to preach, everybody said, not Jeff Likens, surely not Jeff Likens. Surely the Lord wouldn't call him to preach. But he did. Amen. And I thought for years, it ain't no way I'll get to hear that. But you know something? I believe in all my heart he is a forgiving God.
Amen.
I believe he has cast my sins in the sea of non-remembrance. And then when I mess up from time to time, and I do, I can still go to him and say, I know, Brother Michael, I know what I am. I know my transgressions. And I can repent. And I thank Jeff Likens. Me. I still think there's hope of me here. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. I think, and you're here today and you think there's no hope for you hearing that. Listen to me, there is.
Amen.
Stay on course.
Amen.
Fight the good fight.
Amen.
Stay on course and keep the faith. That's what David done. He said, why? That he might, sinners, might be here and see him and be converted, change their lives.
Yeah.
Be that light. I believe there's a chance I might get to hear that. I really do now. Where I used to didn't see no hope. But I see where Moses fell. I see where David fell. I see where Elijah fell. And I want you to know, I believe they was all good men.
Amen.
A lot better than me. I see where Peter sat out there in the courts by the fire with the world and denied Jesus Christ, even cursed him. He heard the cock crow and he said he went out weeping. I've heard the cock crow. It don't take much to get you off course. I found myself in the same place Matt was. And I didn't say nothing out of the way, but I promise you, I was thinking things. And I'm sorry. Because I shouldn't have been. Listen. You don't think it can't happen to you? You can leave here today and you can be off course within 10 minutes. You could be so mad you can't see straight. It's hard out there. But brothers and sisters, we can still finish well. Thank y'all for listening to me for 10 or 15 minutes. And I pray the Lord would be pleased. And if you're here, and you're just getting started back, and you're just getting a hold, take it from somebody that knows. Yeah, it has everything to offer you out there, but we're just like that dove. When Noah released that raven, it went out there, it said it went to and fro. In other words, from carcass to carcass that was floating out there on that water, it went and landed here and yonder and hit eat of all the nastiness that was out there in the world. But you know what it done? It said when he turned that dove loose, it said it found no rest for its soul. Me and you won't find no rest out there. That's my little thought. I hope and pray y'all it helped somebody. Anything on anybody's heart before we might just